afternoon, sir. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Johnny Gonzalez, 123795.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable Luis Quinones, the Honorable David Mill, the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. And sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections is Mr. Wesley.
Okay.
Okay, sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
Okay, sir, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
Myself.
Okay, sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
I do.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision were violated. And phase two, sir, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated, sir. We're going to start out in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
I understand.
Okay, sir. I also see that you have a booking number and a DR number on here, sir. So you're going to have the option to either state the allegations true, false, or you can take the fifth. The reason that you have the option to take the fifth, sir, is that these proceedings are recorded. So anything that's said during these proceedings, the attorneys could request a copy of those proceedings, and they could be used against you. So you're going to have the option of also pleading the fifth, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the first allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 is demonstrated by your unauthorized possession of a motorcycle on or about March 27, 2017 in Volusia County, Missouri. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay. So the next, you can either take the fifth, sir, on that too. The next allegation, sir, is that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your unauthorized possession of methamphetamine on or about March 27, 2017 in Palouse County, Missouri. So you can either state that it's true, false, or you want to take the fifth.
It's true.
Okay. Sir, the next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5 as demonstrated by your unauthorized driving a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license on about March 27, 2017 in Volusia County, Missouri. Sir, is that true, false, or would you like to take the fifth?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to find that it was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
The board
agreed.
So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir. We're first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Then we're going to go over some information with you, sir, and then get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
On November 9th, 2016, Mr. Gonzalez was released from DOC. He was arrested April 13, 2017, by Pulaski County Sheriff's Office in Missouri, new charges of possession of stolen property, possession of controlled substances, unlawful use of drug paraphernalia, and operating a vehicle without a valid driver's license. He was back in DOC custody in March 6, 2018, with a projected CCD of April 29, 2018, 0 up 7 days. Current conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 9 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1996, failure to give info, aid and accident, 1 year, 2002, flight from law vehicle, 1 year, 2004, aggravated assault, 4.5 years, 2007, tampering with the witness, 1 year. This is his fifth term at DOC, CUIR score 3-4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. SDG gang confirmation notes, he's a white supremacist and Aryan Brotherhood SDG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release completion 1 year, 2008, TIS release completion 1 year. Disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, violence, and rioting noted. Other arrest, 1987, burglary first degree, California, juvenile detention. 1992, false imprisonment, California, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2017, controlled substance violation, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. His criminal history score is a G6B7, and I do have status of charges. Per our fugitive apprehension unit notes, it states the subject was sentenced June 21st, 2017 to 6 years in Missouri DOC for possession of controlled substances. Subject was currently at Fulton Reception. He had a release date of March 2021. February 23rd, 2018, Missouri DOC reported that he was eligible for an early release set for March 2nd, 2018, will have 5 years parole with Missouri, and then he was subsequently picked up from Missouri and taken to the Arizona Department of Corrections.
So, Mr. Lester, just, does he still have some time if he when he's released here, he's going back to Missouri to do more time?
It doesn't seem if his parole is going to be in Missouri or if he's having his parole transferred here, he would probably be able to answer that question because I don't have any information on that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Gonzalez, I see that when you released from prison, you were released to the state of Missouri to reside at one of your siblings' house at Brandy Pretorius at 202 East Maple Street in Dixon, Missouri. Is that right, sir?
Well, that's when I was released from here.
Right.
But my new address will be with my other sister, Connie.
Okay. So were you working during that time period that says that the state of Missouri didn't have no information or knowledge of you working?
No, I was just doing art stuff for my sister's dad, but I tried like several different places for her, and I just got denied in all of them.
Okay, so sir, you didn't complete the substance abuse treatment program they put you in because you tested positive for meth twice, is that right?
No, I completed my program.
Okay, it says you failed to complete substance abuse treatment after being tested positive for meth. Then you missed numerous outpatient drug counts assessed. Missouri also informed that you had problems reporting as directed to your assigned parole officer.
No, that's when I was on parole. That was the parole officer. Now, I did a drug treatment program, but that was at the end of my sentence. But I did show dirty twice when I was on the streets on parole.
Okay.
But once they locked me up and at the end of my sentence, I did 120-day in-house drug treatment.
So, sir, what is your status with Missouri right now? Will you be on parole or probation there, or do you have to go back to prison? What's that status?
I'm on parole until 2023. Once I'm released here, I'll go back. My home plan is with my sister, Connie, and I'll just get to talk. Right now, I got a letter from Missouri like a few weeks ago, and they asked me what my home plan was going to be if I was coming back to Missouri, and that I'm in good standing with the state of Missouri.
Okay, so you'll go back there and you'll be on parole to 2023?
Yes.
Okay, so I see that you'll be released from here, it looks like, April 29th of 2018. So, are you just waiting to kill out that number, sir, so that you can go back?
Well, yes, I mean, that's basically, that's up to you guys. Sorry.
All right, sir. Mr. Bazan, let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Gonzalez, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing, sir?
Only thing is that I've been locked up over a year now. I did the 120-day drug treatment, and I wish it was something I would have been able to do like years ago, because it really opened my eyes to, I guess, myself, and I got a lot of help out of it. Other than that, that's all I got to say. I've had several opportunities, my whole life, and I kept messing that up. So, I'm just sorry for that, and messing up my interstate compact. I wish I had had this drug treatment years ago. That's all I got to say.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Gonzalez. Sir, the board's getting to go into discussion. While the board's in discussion, Mr. Gonzalez, I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone so that you can hear the discussion taking place, and then the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate, reinstate you on community supervision, sir. At that time, we'll get back to you. But please stay on the line so you can hear the conversation taking place, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. It appears that Mr. Gonzalez was on community supervision, but he is due to be released on the 29th of this month. It's less than a month away from being actually released. And then when he's released, his plans are to go back and stay with his sister, Connie, in Missouri, and he'll be on parole there. And Missouri says he's already had contact with him, but he's going to have to get this time completed before he do it. I think it would be best, it appears that his family's all in Missouri, for him to go ahead and complete the rest of his time here and then make his preparations. He'll be free. He won't be on community supervision or parole here in the state of Arizona. He'll be able to go back to Missouri and complete his community supervision and hopefully not have any more negative contacts with law enforcement after that. Therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision. Mr. Gonzalez, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapses, not to lapse in criminal ways or company, as he did get arrested, as well as involved with drugs.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sir, the board has voted to both revoke your community supervision, but however, you will be released on the 29th of this month, sir.
Yes.
At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision in the state of Arizona. You'll be able to go back to Missouri, sir, and stay with your family and work on your parole that you have there, as you stated, in Missouri till the 2023, sir. And hopefully, once you've completed that, sir, you won't have any more negative contacts with law enforcement again. Mr. Gonzalez, thank you for taking the time to appear before this board, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, sir.